to go through like 5 or 6 sections of looting. There was guys with knives. It was just absolutely horrendous. And we had to get out of the car because we couldn't get any further close to the place. So we had to literally run from the bottom side of the street all the way up here to get to the location.
Wow. And so at what point then they were communicating with the guy?
Well, we communicated from him. We managed to get up. We pulled some of the rubble away, and then we managed to establish contact straight away. But we didn't know exactly how far in he was. We found the area, but we didn't know how far in he was. So.
And then at what point they made a hole or an access point into the
Yeah, street? We were just, well, basically, because we called in at 12:30, we just pulled as much as we could away. And then the French team arrived about 2:15, they came. And apparently they had finished, they were closing up, so they were quite shocked as well that we pulled. It was one of the locals on the street. They had a card from one of the French team, and they called him personally and said, look, we found somebody. So he used and obviously got everybody down here. Basically, we were trying to get into the building as much as possible, but we only managed to open just a small space. So they sent in the French rescuer down at the bottom, so she was down there, but they needed somebody else to go in, and none of the guys were small enough. So I said, I'll go. So I went straight in. So I was like 4 meters inside the building with concrete just right above my head, so it was just a tight squeeze to get in. So
that must have been terrifying.
Well, it was rather smelly, but it was okay. But it was nice to actually get down to the bottom and actually physically see somebody alive and smiling, and he was just so happy to see us. He was there holding the torch while we were fixing the wood to get it cut. Yeah.
Did you speak to him? What did he say?
Well, he's French and I don't speak French, but he was very happy that we were there.